I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo,
a gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com.
Welcome to The Memo. It is Wednesday, April 26th. I'm Derek Russell, joined by Brad Locke.
Hey, we're back.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
It's good.
First episode in a while.
Yeah.
Because I was out of town last week. Oh, it's Chris Kiefer.
Hello. Him.
Nobody cares where you are.
I was in Washington, D.C.
Nobody, did you hear what I just said?
Look at this mug I got. It's pretty sweet. Got it at the U.S. Capitol gift shop.
Don't you have enough coffee? You come in here every day with a different coffee mug.
I collect coffee mugs. I have many.
How many, roughly, would you guess?
Over more than a dozen.
That's not a collection.
15-ish.
You're just hoarding.
Jenna's got way more cookbooks.
Oh, I'm sure she does.
Than you have coffee mugs.
Yeah. You know, I'm building up the collection. It's a thing.
I
used to collect baseball cards, now I collect coffee mugs. It was fun. Exhausting. We hit a lot of places and didn't get to spend a bunch of time at really any of them except Mount Vernon. We got to spend an entire morning there. That was cool.
And you had Hamilton in your head the whole time in Mount Vernon.
Yeah, I had Here Comes the General. I had that going through my head the whole time.
Oh, that was beautiful. Could you give us another round of that again? That was so good.
I cannot sing.
That was beautiful.
That just demonstrated.
The pride of Mount Vernon.
Yeah. But yeah, that was really cool. I mean, that's a pretty, pretty area right on the Potomac and a lot of land. And I got to go see his and Martha Washington's grave site there. They're kind of in this, I guess called a sarcophagus. It's above ground.
Okay.
Marble coffins. And apparently he was buried somewhere else on the property. And then in the 1830s, they moved him down to that. I don't know what you call it. Sarcophagus, mausoleum. I don't know. It's pretty cool, though. Just got a gate in front of it.
Sarcophagus just for mummies?
I don't
know.
But it was pretty neat to think that, well, I'm this close to the remains.
Sarcophagus is a stone coffin typically adorned with a sculpture or inscription associated with the ancient civilizations of Egypt, Rome, and Greece.
Okay, so not a sarcophagus, but there's another word I'm trying to think of.
Sure. Tomb.
Tomb, whatever, and that works. Marble coffin. I mean, that's actually what it was.
So y'all get to see, you said a lot of stuff. Y'all are there for what, a week?
Yeah, Monday through Friday. We left on Friday. We drove.
Wow.
Drew and I drove. Stayed in Roanoke Sunday night. Went the rest of the way Monday. Drove all the way back on Friday. Only took 15 and a half hours.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's pretty the whole way. It's a great drive.
Marble coffin is just the
marble coffin?
It's just marble coffin.
I guess you couldn't rotate drivers either.
No, we could not. Drew's not quite old enough. Well, it was inside this kind of brick enclosure, too, so I don't know what you call the whole thing.
Dead guy house.
Dead house.
The house of the dead.
House of the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Rated PG-13.
Well, then it's not going to be a good movie if it's called House of the Dead and it's only PG-13.
I was making a South Park Rob Schneider reference there.
Have to do a
Rob bit Schneider is a carrot.
I don't see coffin nails.
Whoa. What are you getting into here?
Well, I just Google image search, and this lady has nails that look like marble coffins.
Today in morbid Google searches.
Why?
Derek finds.
That's not right.
The final nail in the coffin? Is that what you're looking
coffin
at?
Chair. That's actually kind of cool.
We get to sit up in the coffin? How's that
well,
work?
Well, no. I mean, you just get a chair that looks like a coffin. It's for when you're alive.
Why would you want that?
Well, some people are very goth, and they enjoy things like that.
Death is fun. That's what these people
you
are saying.
Took it to a whole new level.
I'm not, that's not what I say. That's what they're saying. You get a coffin chair.
Dracula's tomb. And,
oh, okay.
Dark marble coffin.
Interesting. So what do we have on the show today?
Oh, yeah, right. We've got a show today.
The undead will be joining us.
We've got the very much alive Dennis Sid talking about Chick-fil-A. It's reopening soon over on Thompson Square.
Yeah.
North side of Tupelo.
Next week, right?
That noise you heard is thousands of Northeast Mississippians clamoring.
Yay.
For their chicken.
Chicken. Also, Emma Kent is going to talk about the STEM initiative in the Tupelo schools.
You really like the Chick-fil-A, don't you?
Love me some Chick-fil-A, buddy. Adam Robinson, one of our photographers, is going to talk about his In Focus photo essay from earlier in the week. So we've got all of that.
All right.
And more.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's probably it.
Yeah. Okay. Emma Kent now joins us, our education reporter. Emma, how are you today?
I'm good, Brad. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, you sound great.
He's so excited Chick-fil-A's coming back.
I am.
Well, how many days? Do you have a countdown?
No, what is it again? Next
Thursday.
Oh,
you're the one
realize.
That's excited.
8 days.
I didn't realize it was that soon.
I know. Just over a week.
Good. Good, good, good.
Well, let's talk about school stuff, though, education stuff. Tupelo Schools.
We can just talk about Chick-fil-A if you want.
I mean, yeah, either way, it's fine with me.
What's your order? I'm serious. What do you get?
What?
What do you get at Chick-fil-A?
You usually just get the number one.
Pickles or no pickles?
Pickles, duh.
Whoa.
Gross.
No pickles.
No pickles.
Pickles are so good.
Okay.
They're very popular in my family, in fact. Let's talk about this.
They're very popular.
Pickles are very popular in my family, and I am deeply offended by everything you just said to me.
They're very popular.
Derek's
not
going to have to conduct this interview. You non-pickle lovers can just talk about whatever.
Pickles are trash or garbage.
You're garbage.
You're garbage.
So that's why Derek looks so sad.
Why do I look sad?
Because you've been calling him garbage.
It's his first time ever. Let's talk about...
I don't believe you.
You can tell he's lying because he goes, after he says things. It's the first time I've ever said called him garbage.
Sure. You have no proof. Let's talk about the STEM initiative already, okay? Tupelo Schools, they do some STEM type stuff in their curriculum, but they're kind of updating and expanding. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah. So STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And I mean, I think you would see in any school, obviously you're going to see STEM activities because you take math, you take science. I mean, those things are all in that. But there's a focus on, I guess, especially now, like coding and, engineering type concepts, and just it's a little more intensive, I guess, than your typical math or science class.
Right.
They really focus on like real world application. So Tupelo Schools, I mean, they've been doing stuff like this in their science math classes and other classes. But they really want to make a push to make it, a stronger part of the curriculum and, just more, I guess, I don't just more intense, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, 7th and 8th grade students, for instance, they take this, information and communication technology classes,
mm-hmm.
which are good, but I guess some of the administrators think that that's kind of outdated.
Yeah. So those classes are supposed to expose them to career paths. And they kind of get to, it's an online program that they use an online program in that class on their computers that kind of shows them different things about the career paths. And, they've been doing it for a while. And I just got the sense from talking to different people for this story, that they want to make that more hands-on and make that more relatable to the kids and just kind of give it a boost. They felt like it was a little bit, not as engaging as it could be for the students. So they're going to boost that program up. They've gotten permission from the Mississippi Department of Education to kind of add on their own things to that curriculum. So those middle schoolers will be doing some new stuff school year. And then another big part of it that the district is really excited about is they're getting FOSS kits, which I wasn't very familiar with until like a couple weeks ago.
Full option science system kits.
Yeah. Apparently they're a really big deal.
Should read your daily journal.
I was out last week when the story ran.
We're online at djournal.com.
I wasn't visiting the
website.
You
can take your news anywhere, Brad.
Yeah.
I was too busy looking at memorials and such.
You're such a fair-weathered fan.
Anyway, these kits are apparently they're like just this really cool, you know, like school people, I guess in the education community, they're very of the moment is what I've gathered. But they are pretty neat. They are very like hands-on. They're just kits where you've got these materials that students can use to do different like STEM activities. And they also help teachers teach it in a way that is more aligned to the Common Core standards, which is, Common Core focuses more, or I guess in Mississippi College and Career Ready standards.
Common Core is easier to say.
Yeah, I know. but, you know, understanding why something happens, not just remembering, you know, this, a certain concept or a certain thing, but understanding the process, understanding how everything happens. And then, so the kits are really driven by that, and the curriculum that goes with them are really driven by that. So they'll be using those in classrooms across the district.
Yeah, and the teachers are going to have to do some homework and preparation for this. In fact, some of them are going to go out to California, go to Cal Berkeley to do some training type stuff.
Yeah, I think it's a small group. It's only about 7 teachers, I think. Okay. But they'll go out there and do some training in like a research facility, something, I don't know all the details, but STEM related. Yeah. And then the idea is that they can come back and kind of share that with the rest of the teachers, but then the rest of the teachers will be doing training here in Tupelo.
Okay.
Representatives from the company that makes the FOSS kits will be here to train them on how to implement them in their classrooms and how to use them and how to teach the curriculum and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because they really want to make sure that they're using them effectively because they're quite expensive.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Is this going to take like 3 years to implement fully?
Yeah, fully it'll take a while. They said around three years maybe, just because there's a lot of moving pieces. And I'm sure there's other stuff coming down the pipe that wasn't in my story that I'm sure they're thinking about and working on. But it'll be a few years till they kind of get it all integrated. It's kind of like the... a good way to think about it would be, you know, they've done the arts integration with the whole schools program.
Right.
And Chris could speak to this because I guess you were covering it when they implemented it, but I'm sure they didn't do all of it at once.
Yeah, that's right.
Kind of worked their way up to where they are now.
Okay.
And now, like, all the schools in the district do it, and it's, you know, a really big part of their, I guess, everyday school activity. So I guess in my mind, I'm thinking this will be similar in that they'll start out and then hopefully it'll become kind of like the arts program is.
Okay.
So
when students are doing the STEM classes, they're going to focus on a different field, I guess, each 9 weeks, like computer science, one period, one grading period.
That'll be in the ICT classes.
ICT classes,
at the middle school. So they'll just spend chunks of their time in that class focusing on different STEM fields. In just in those classes. And then in the elementary grades, it'll be integrated kind of through all of their different classes that
and,
they take.
You may have mentioned this. There's going to be an AP computer science class added to the THS curriculum, which is a big, I mean, I think that's something you just these days is essential
to
have that option.
Yeah, I would think a lot of kids would be interested in taking that, especially if they're interested in anything engineering or math or, you know, anything in that kind of area.
Yeah.
Or anyone really, I guess that'd be good to take.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something you need to know now. So yeah, they're excited about adding that at the high school, in the fall. So that's kind of related. It's related to the STEM initiative, but they're focusing mostly on, elementary and middle school grades
with this
for now, at least. And because you've already got some of that at the high school, cause you do have more electives and, vocational education stuff. So,
And some of this also is going to involve taking field trips like college campuses because, I mean, a lot of kids just don't get a chance to go to a college campus unless they're going to a game and they're not going to focus on the academic buildings and offerings when they're just going there for a football game or whatever.
Yeah. The middle school students, they want them to get, and that's kind of what they said is, you know, they always get to go. If they get to go, they get to go usually for like an athletic event, a football game or whatever. And they're not going to go and they're not going to learn anything about what it's like to go to college or what kind of classes you can take or, you know, any of those kind of things. And so they want to take them for that experience to kind of learn about the academics. So they'll be a little more, I guess just knowledgeable going into high school and then as they're kind of planning for their futures, they'll just know more, which is good, I guess.
Oh, yeah, definitely. people can read this story online at djournal.com. I think it was in Saturday's journal.
I don't know. I can't remember.
It was
Saturday. Yeah, okay. All right, good stuff from Emma, as always. Thank you, ma'am.
Yep, thank you.
Look for the two sports podcasts we produce here at the Daily Journal. Prep Rally is a high school sports podcast with Brad Locke, Blake Morgan, and Gene Phelps. New episodes air every Wednesday. You can listen to it free in iTunes, podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. And Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans, check out the Double Coverage podcast. Ole Miss Beat reporter Parrish Alford and Mississippi State reporter Logan Lowry release a new episode each Thursday afternoon in which they provide game previews, insight, commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and Rebels. Listen to it free in iTunes, podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com.
You can also wake up and get ready for your day with the Daily Journal's News Break, a quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else Northeast Mississippi in a 5-minute video. Shows are posted each weekday at 7 a.m. at djournal.com, and you can watch for free at any time also at Facebook, YouTube, or the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices. Dennis Sid joining us to talk about a very important topic today.
Food.
Well, you ruined my intro, but that's sorry. Fine. That's fine. No, it's fine. We'll just get right into it. When's Chick-fil-A coming back? That's what everybody wants to know. Nobody cares about a mayoral election or anything else right now. They want to know when Chick-fil-A's opening.
Not soon enough.
You
May,
know,
May 4th.
I said for a while, I knew it was going to be bad in the Mall at Barnes Crossing after this closed. It was just going to be anarchy. It's going to be like the Breakfast Club. They'll stand up. We'll all stand up. It'll be anarchy. But the place next to them, which I remember is Corn Dog 7 when the mall opened, and years later it was Cajun Grill or something like that.
Something.
Yeah. Anyway, it's been dead for
couple years.
God knows how long. Why not just expand? Make one very large bay, because they're not going to go down. The amount of traffic is not going to decrease once this opens, because now they've got to sign up out in front of the food court for drive-up service.
You can actually go through the mall?
Yeah. You take a left at Parisians. There's no Parisians in the mall anymore.
Wow.
And you go right into Sears because nobody's in there.
No.
And you head all the way down the concourse and you go right to the food court. But maybe it'll be better after May 4th, because now we have a larger, actually not a larger, we have a smaller Chick-fil-A.
We have a smaller, better, more efficient with two drive-thrus.
With six new parking spaces?
Six new parking spaces.
Well, I mean, that's more of a drive-through place lately, just because I think
they
do it so well.
I've
sat in other fast food drive-thrus where it's like three cars in front of me.
Maybe
takes 20 minutes. Takes 20 minutes. I get to Chick-fil-A, have to go around the building twice. I'm out in less than 10.
I'll also say, though, as a parent with young kids, their player...
Some guy just came in the studio and started screaming at us.
It's also great. If you're looking for a sit-down place with kids, it's one of the better play areas.
Well, they should have probably just not put... Let's be honest. They shouldn't have put a slide and a playpen back in there and had even more room for seating.
Well, that was an option, but yeah. You want to keep it family oriented, because so many parents like to put their kids in there and eat their chicken.
Just serve beer and let's all have a good time. No, I'm only kidding. That wouldn't happen there, but I do know every time we go in there, I'm like, my kid, I'm like, let's just not do the playground. Let's just not do it whatsoever.
Chuck E. Cheese's, you can take them away. That.
Chuck E. Cheese is only open after you go to the doctor. That's the only time Chuck E. Cheese is open. But all those kids are there right now, Dad. That's because they just left the doctor's office.
That's right. What you tell Wesley.
I can neither confirm nor deny that is what has been said. You people want to lie about Elf on the Shelf all day long, but this you give me grief for. I understand. May 4th?
May 4th.
Okay.
But there's
a caveat. But,
that's a Friday, right?
No, it's a Thursday.
Thursday.
Chick-fil-A is always open on Thursday, because on Wednesday, and this is anywhere Chick-fil-A, people will start lining up at about 5:30 a.m. Because the first 100 people get a year's supply of Chick-fil-A. Well, actually, it's...
How does this work? Where's the median on this?
You get one number one meal a week for 52 weeks.
So you can get a free chicken sandwich a week.
It's not really Chick-fil-A for you.
I don't even eat a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
I think you should
sandwich.
Be able to get it whenever you want.
I don't make the rules, folks.
Let's put a cap on nuggets and all the free sauce we can have. Because every time I go back up and ask for another packet of sauce, they judge me. And I don't need that kind of judgment.
Hey, it's free food. Come on, people.
I know they're judging me, because that's when they don't say my pleasure. When I go back up and ask for an extra cup and I say thank you, they don't say it then. They just look at me with disdain.
So anyway.
So if you line up Wednesday.
Between 5:30 and 6 o'clock Wednesday morning.
How are they going to keep people away from doing that like at 4 a.m.?
They're just going to look at you.
Uh-huh.
It says that.
Like you ordered an extra... Yeah. Packet, salsa packet, packet of sauce.
Pretty much, yeah.
Salsa packet.
Salsa packet.
Salsa packet.
I don't think they have salsa packets.
Salsa packets, actually, that's revolutionary.
Yeah, here's the official, well, there's a bunch of rules, but here's one of the things that Chick-fil-A says.
Sure.
Go to the restaurant and express your interest in participating in the giveaway.
Well, I mean, if you show up with a tent and a sleeping bag, that probably pretty is much. It right there. Here's my intent.
If
everybody on board with that?
He's there all week, people.
Oh, try the meal.
If more than 100 people are present, which is probably going to be the case here, qualified and prepared to participate in the giveaway as of 6 a.m., the first 100 participants will be selected via a random drawing.
Oh, come on. Like, make them arm wrestle or something.
Wait, now, no. Back up and say that one more time.
So if there are more than 100 people.
Uh-huh.
Basically, they're going to give you a ticket, and they're going to just start randomly draw to see, you know.
So if you're in the first 100, you're just...
You're dumb.
You're
number 101. You're the smart person. You didn't have to show up at 4 a.m.
Again, I don't make the rules.
That's not right. That's not right at all. Why not just say whoever shows up gets, you're in a drawing for...
They're giving away free food. They can do whatever they want.
So if 200 people show up, all of them get tickets drawn for 100 of the 200. Is that correct?
That's my understanding.
So nobody show up over the 100. Like, you're setting the bell curve by doing that.
You also have to... You must participate. You have to stay overnight, too.
You have to wear the cow costume, don't you?
No, but you have to, be prepared to sleep in a tent, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you bring.
Yeah, this is
you can't leave
intent.
To go to your car either.
No, you're there. Buffalo Wild Wings did this, didn't they? Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they
did. I think so.
Be sure to bring your
I had a friend do it, and he was like, one off.
Bring your Depends, whatever.
Bring your chamber pot with you.
I think they do allow bathrooms.
Bring your chamber pot with you.
I thought you said bring your copy of Welcome Back, Cotter with you.
And I don't even.
What? Can you make it a whole day without watching Welcome Back, Cotter, bro?
That's way more syllables than I actually used.
Lost in translation here.
Never seen that show. Sorry.
What? Oh, you're missing out. But maybe don't take it to the line at the Chick-fil-A. Everybody gather around. I got the whole first season of Welcome Back, Cotter. We'll be through this line in no time.
That's how you assure yourself to be one of the first 100 because everybody else will go.
You thought the drive-through line was bad. Wait till these people wrap around three times. That's going to be really ugly. What are some other amenities that this new restaurant will have that the other did not, maybe?
It's shiny and new.
Oh, okay. Well, the other one was definitely not either one of those anymore. It was still a clean restaurant. It was dated.
Yeah, there's 26 fewer seats, but they figure they'll make that up in the drive-thru since more than 50% of the business comes to the drive-thru lane, and they think it'll be boosted up to 60%. So. And, the ordering system will be a little faster and more efficient inside.
Well,
and
I know we
bigger kitchen and all that. So.
One reason they had done this is because the amount of money that they were profiting.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, not even profiting, just what the total intake was way more than what was
kitchen,
planned for
now,
that place.
Kitchen was built to do about $1.5 million in volume, and last year they did more than $6.2 million. Now, the $1.5 million was in $1990, but still, that still translates to a heck of a lot more than you're supposed to be.
$1990, that seems so archaic.
I'll take
$1.5 million. Yeah. That's exchange rate.
I would like $2017.
Did I remember when this conversation started? Because they tore it down and started New Year's Day is when they closed, or New Year's Eve.
December 31st.
So they've done really well sticking to their timeline, which can't always be set for construction. Was there not, did I just dream this? It's like the sixth most profitable Chick-fil-A in the country or something like that?
I don't know if that's the case.
But well, gun to your head. Just, say something.
It's one of the most profitable.
Okay, thank you. Don't leave me hanging here. Somebody said that. I don't remember who it was.
Was it me?
Maybe it was the voices in my head. I can't remember.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. Jamie Finley runs a tight ship over there.
He also is the licensee for...
I thought you were talking about the voices in my head. I was like, it wouldn't surprise me.
Chick-fil-A at Mississippi State and the University of Mississippi.
Yeah.
Which was swept by State in baseball this year.
Nice segue.
Go Dawgs.
They have a very large Starkville establishment there.
Yeah. Remember when that one opened? 12. Remember when that one opened? Yeah. And I was very excited because I was still covering Mississippi State at the time.
Well, for the longest time, that opened after I left. But when I was in college, if you wanted Chick-fil-A, you had to go to the Union.
I didn't even have that.
Dennis is old. I had
Mazzio's. And
Mazzio's. Oh, man. I forgot all about Mazzio's Pizza. And I had one of those in Clinton when I lived there back in the 80s. That's good stuff.
Wow. My brother goes there.
It's probably still the same spot.
Focus, guys. We're talking about chicken here.
Chicken. Chicken's good.
Chicken. You had the story Sunday about Chick-fil-A, a big, long story, and it did feature a good bit on the owner, Jamie Finley, and just, you know, the way he operates his business. I mean, like, for instance, the kind of talk about his philosophy for hiring people, which seems to be working.
Yeah, one of the things he's often asked is, you know, how do you get your people, you know, to do what they do? You know, they're always friendly, smiling, yeah. Service is great. And one of the things that he asks applicants is, what do you do to serve the community? And then the follow-up to that is, you know, why do you do it? Is it from your heart or is it to pad your resume? So it's the culture of his business, which, you know, aligns with Chick-fil-A's philosophy is, you know, we want to give back to the community. And, you know, this is genuine, you know, you're talking to the guy, if you know him well enough, you know, he really cares about the community. Yeah. He wants to make sure there's a positive impact. I know it sounds cliche-ish and all, but if you hire the right people, you know, they'll work for you, they'll work with you, and all your, you know, everything's aligned, and then it's big, giant family, big, giant team working together like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah. And I know I'm a bit biased perhaps, but I know the guy, I've gone to church with him for a long time, and you know, hung out with him, and he's genuine. Yeah. Like I said, he really means it, and he just...
You dropped a name somewhere.
I sure did.
Might want to pick that up.
Listen, there's not many names I can drop, so I might get the chance, but...
You know, he's doing something right because, you know, he's, you know, as a restaurant consultant, you know, he goes all around the country to other Chick-fil-A's to, you know, tell his story, so clearly he knows what he's doing.
Yes, he does.
That's not the only new restaurant we're getting next week, is it, Dennis?
Yep, we have another restaurant opening within 4 days of Chick-fil-A, and that's Texas Roadhouse. Big old steakhouse next to...
you can't miss it.
Yeah, can't miss this. Next to Outback in the former...
Planes might be Vanelli's landing there. The neon's brighter than it is at Tupelo Regional Airport.
It's huge. But they'll be opening up Monday at 4. There's a ribbon cutting at 1, and they'll be open officially at 4 o'clock. Now, you may see some people over the weekend of the 6th. It's an invitation-only type thing, but they're, you know, inviting a lot of firefighters and policemen to eat. So
Brad's a great
person. Not open to the public, so if you're wondering why it's open, not open.
Brad is the owner, so he'll be in there hobnobbing.
Yeah, right.
Goulet. Tell us about other restaurants coming to the area, Dennis.
Well, we have up in the Tupelo Crossroads, that's Barnes Crossing in North Gloucester, where Aspen Dental is now open.
I wouldn't recommend eating there.
No, but they'll take care of your teeth.
Okay, after you eat, you go there.
But right next to it, there's the sign up for Which is a sandwich shop.
Which is
a sandwich shop. And then they popped up a sign that says Pyro's Pizza, which is going right next to that.
There's a sign up for that.
There's a sign up for that.
And dirt work is being done on Zaxby's behind
it. Which is right behind it, yeah. And then we have Fox's Pizza Den over on Coley Road in the Market Center next to the Furniture Market. You know, that's where Core is and Gilpin Cleaners and AT&T Store. But I think they're taking starting interviews today, if I read correctly in the Daily Journal Classifieds. But yeah, that's another one.
Well, there you go.
And I'm sure there'll be more to come later.
Lots of places to eat.
Lots of places to eat.
Thin out the crowds on the weekends.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When the Morville Woods people come in. Dine.
Dude, did you see what I...
No, I stay away from your Facebook page.
Posted on Facebook?
No, I stay far away.
You saw it. You didn't even know I was talking about Facebook.
No, I saw it. You tagged me in something, and I was like, I don't even care.
People in my old dormant, you know, my defunct tip sheet blog, people are still visiting it. I got like 500 views on it the other day, and like people kept going to one of the posts about the Morville Woods people.
Must have gotten shared somewhere.
I guess. It's still alive.
It's WordPress. In its own way. You can track that.
I can.
Yeah. Back to the woods. Dennis, we appreciate you coming in. You're always a wealth of knowledge and nothing more.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you.
Watch the Daily Journal's Capital View webcast each Monday afternoon at djournal.com. Capital Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on the issues being debated in Jackson. Watch live on Monday afternoons at 2 or catch the replay later in the day. I guess they'll have some news to talk about. I think they did talk a little bit about the special session this week, but breaking news, I guess, last night that that special session is going to be called in June 5th. So I'm sure they'll be following up on that soon.
There you go. And Adam Robinson was supposed to join us today. He was unable to. He will be in tomorrow.
Yeah.
On tomorrow's show. So.
All right. So that'll do it for today.
Yeah. That's going to wrap us up. And Brad left. So yeah. We don't know what happened to him.
We'll make do.
So we'll see you guys back, not tomorrow, Friday. How about we do it on Friday?
Let's do it on Friday.
That's when we normally do. So
we'll get our day straight eventually.
We'll see you guys on Friday.
Yeah. And you can, again, catch us on Twitter at Journal Memo. You can listen to us in iTunes, podcast apps, Stitcher, Player FM, Google Play.
Many places.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I left anything out, but check us out there, and we will see you on Friday.